Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, before we get to the latest episode of Think Inclusive, I want to tell you all about another show I think you'll enjoy. My name is Rashida Dobson, and I am the host of the Womanhood and Disability Podcast. It's a podcast about the intersection of what it's like to be a woman and to live with a disability. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts or on Apple Podcasts. Okay, let's get ready for the podcast for inclusionists. Think Inclusive, brought to you by MCIE.
From MCIE.
For Liz Weintraub, understanding policy has always been important to her. In fact,
it goes back to when I was sitting at the dinner table with my family when I was probably 10 or 11, 12. All the conversation was about policy. And maybe my family is strange, but I love them. And I never quite understood what policy was. My family would say, well, look it up, look it up. And that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me.
Now, Liz has a YouTube show called Tuesdays with Liz, Disability Policy for All, where she breaks down policy so everyone can understand it. Kenneth Kelty chose podcasting as a medium for advocacy because he realized
there's not a lot out there about self-determination for people with disabilities, and still not a lot of people know about inclusive post-secondary as a case in programs. I do want there to be more apt experiences by lived in persons who are sharing their stories.
And with Kenneth's podcast, Exceeding Expectations, he is doing just that. Sharing the stories of trailblazers and leaders on both a national and local level. My name is Tim Villegas, and you are listening to Think Inclusive, presented by MCIE. This podcast exists to build bridges between families, educators, and disability rights advocates to create a shared understanding of inclusive education and what inclusion looks like in the real world. For the first episode of our 10th season, I want to introduce you to Liz Weintraub and Kenneth Kelty, both fantastic content creators. We talk about the motivation behind creating their shows, some of their favorite moments while recording interviews, and what they are hoping their audience learns. Thank you so much for listening. And now, my interview with Liz Weintraub and Kenneth Kelty. Today on the podcast, we would like to welcome Liz Weintraub and Kenneth Kelty. We are going to be talking about their respective YouTube channel shows and podcast. And we're just really happy to have you both on. Why don't we take some time and have both of you introduce yourself to our audience of educators. Liz, would you go first?
Okay, sure. Thank you very much for having me on your show. As Tim said, my name is Liz Weintraub. I'm the Senior Advocacy Specialist at the Association for University Centers on Disability. They're known as AUCD. I'm the host of Tuesdays with Liz, a Disability Policy Fraud, which is a monthly YouTube show. And I'm also on their policy team, and I have been in self-advocate and advocate for the last probably 20 years. So that's who I am.
Thanks, Liz. How about you, Kenneth?
Thank you. Yes. Hello, everyone. Yes. Like Tim said, my name is also Kenneth Kelty, and I have been featured on Tuesdays with Liz. I'm very familiar with the AUCD network as well. I am a motivational speaker and disability advocate at the Carolina Institute for Developmental Disabilities. My time over at UNC started about 7 years ago after I graduated from an inclusive post-secondary education program at Western Carolina University, the University Participants Program. After graduating, I knew I wanted to get more involved in advocacy work and speaking, which has paid off well because I am now an award-winning motivational speaker and activist. And since being over at UNC, I've been able to grow in roles as a disability advocate and policy work as well. And I recently started a podcast of my own, Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty. Please be sure to follow my page on both Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. So this podcast episode is really about Liz's YouTube show and Kenneth's podcast. We want to just get to know more about Liz and Kenneth and why they started their shows. So why don't we start with Liz? And I'm assuming that Tuesdays with Liz, that it's called Tuesdays with Liz because your show is on Tuesdays?
Yes.
Okay.
And it started as a weekly show. And we have decided since I can't do the, I've tried to learn how to edit and produce the show, but I can't do that just because of my disability, but I guess. And typing, that's not my skill set. And it takes a long time to do a show, you can imagine. So therefore we have decided to do it monthly. But let's step back. Why did I want to start the show? Mm-hmm. And why is it on a Tuesday? It began by, because we have a weekly newsletter for policy, about policy, that comes out on Mondays for all of our network and whoever else would like to get that. That comes out on one day and we thought that this would be a great idea to have a accessible version of that comes out on Monday, on Tuesdays. But so that's why it's on Tuesday. But why did I want to start the show? It goes back to when I was sitting at the dinner table with my family when I was probably 10 or 11, 12, 13. All the conversation was about policy. And maybe my family is strange, but I love them. And I never quite understood what policy was. And I never quite understand these big words. And I never understood what home community-based services is, or what is appropriation, or what is a budget, or what the ABLE Act, or what is Higher Ed Education Act is. So I wanted to make sure that my friends could go up to either Capitol Hill or in Maryland, in Annapolis, to talk to our legislators. But yes, people like yourself could help us understand what it means to advocate and what are these issues are. And I'm sure you would do a great job, but I want to understand these issues myself. So I could go out by myself. And so therefore, and people would, my family would say, well, look it up. And that doesn't work for me. So therefore, these interviews, which are usually 3 to 5 minutes long, before they were 15, and we realized that that's way too long. Most people don't listen to a 15-minute podcast, I should say 15-minute YouTube show. So it's 3 to 5 minutes. And to talk to the legislator. Like, for example, on Tuesday, I interviewed a legislator, a senator. I won't give away the interview, but it's going to be a great interview about an act called Transformative Competitive Employment Act. So I interviewed one of the senators that sponsored the act and talked to him about what it was, so people would understand it in plain language. Thank you for that question.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to the interview, Liz. I'm glad you didn't spoil it for me. So let's turn to Kenneth. And Kenneth, you said the name of your podcast is Exceeding Expectations.
Yes, sir. Yes, my expectations is Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty. And just like Liz, I also came from a family of educators and of people who were in the big seats of either the education system, so I got my lifelong learning, and also journalism, which I have always enjoyed being a documentarian and being a storyteller. My podcast, Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty, likes to feature trailblazers on a local or national level. And so, like Tuesdays with Liz, I want to be both people with and without disabilities who are making a difference in the disability community. And I want the focus to be on empowerment. I also want to focus on inclusive post-secondary education and also people with disabilities having a career of their Susan, because there's not a lot of talk out there about people with disabilities and empowerment or being run by a person with disabilities. And I want my target audience to be professionals in the disability field and, of course, people with different types of disabilities and self-advocates who are interested in policy work and people with disabilities and IPSE who also hold strong values and self-determination. And families definitely have a strong role in this as well.
Kenneth, have you already done interviews for your podcast?
Yes, my first episode in October, which is Disability Employment Awareness Month, I interviewed my friends from UNC who are the founders of B3 Coffee, which is a pop-up market that goes around the Sapple Hill, Carrboro, and Durham area. It's pretty cool getting to interview them, where it is about competitive employment and not having to be contrived. It's about embracing opportunities. And I just recently uploaded a podcast from December that was about International Days of Persons with Disabilities, which is December 3rd. And I interviewed my friend, Leah, who's also the mother of a teenage daughter with dwarfism, who used to live in the North Carolina area. We were co-workers and also classmates at UNC, but she and her family now live in Ireland. So it was neat hearing from an international disabilities perspective.
Is there something about the podcast that you, like a memory about the podcast that you really liked, like interviewing somebody? Did something happen or...
Yes, I definitely do have some, definitely like one of my friends from B3 Coffee were talking on the podcast. It was definitely interesting hearing them talk about how oftentimes people with disabilities are seen more as puppets rather than embracing their unique abilities. And also to an even from the recent one I did in December, it was very interesting learning how some of the services in Ireland are more advanced than in America, and how I never knew this, but how even in Ireland, inclusion is more of the norm than in America, where yes, we've come a long ways, but some people still don't understand why we need to embrace disabilities rather than hide them.
That's really interesting, Kenneth. We interviewed somebody recently who made a trip to Ireland, and they said the same thing. That and this person, and I believe, does work with community organizations, and how the organizations in Ireland already had an infrastructure for supporting people with disabilities, which is much different than here. It's doesn't usually happen like the YMCA or something like that. You really have to advocate for support if you're going to be utilizing those services. So thanks for sharing that, Kenneth. I want to go back to Liz and ask, you've been doing your YouTube show for a while. Do you have a fond memory of making your YouTube show, maybe with a particular guest?
I have done the podcast the YouTube show for probably, I'm guessing probably five or six years, over 200 episodes, I know that.
It's impressive. And,
well, thank you. I guess how I like to say it is that every interview is special to me. I learn something every time that I interview people. But one interview that is standing out to me right now is I tried to explain what recess was about, congressional recess, and because it's more than just an interview, I intervene show. I tried to teach people about words that are in the policy world or the policy arena. And so one episode I tried to explain what recess was. And so we said that it wasn't like recess that you're not a school and you play in the jungle gym or the swings or whatever you do outside as a kid, and you might enjoy this as MCIE is for school education, but recess in a congressional frame of mind is that that the members of Congress are back in their district, and it's not a time to just relax and to say, okay, gee, I'll go to the beach or I'll go here or there. But they're meeting with their constituent, winter member, which is you, the voters, us, the voters. So that, and I guess the other memory is whenever I interview a senator or a member of Congress, that always stands out in my mind because you members of Congress don't have a lot of time. They're very, very busy. They have a very busy job. I have once seen their schedule, and boy, it is a busy, busy schedule. So when they take the time to talk to me, that makes me feel special. When they take the time to talk to my viewers and want to talk to our viewers about an issue, about transformative competitive employment act, that's special.
That is special. And you're right that they are so busy. They are so busy. So I appreciate your description of recess. That's great. So let's go back to Kenneth. Kenneth, what do you want your listeners to be thinking when they're finished with one of your podcast episodes?
Yes. Yes, definitely when people are listening to my podcast, I definitely hope that after they listen to an episode, it changes their perspective of not wanting to be closed-minded or being open-minded to all abilities. I do hope to plant the seeds with families and to realize that they do have opportunities to move forward and that they have their whole lives ahead of them. I also hope that organizations and stockholders could either be affinity groups or different advocacy avenues to expand opportunities for higher education and integrative competitive employment instead of being on the traditional path that, as we all know who are in the field, knows that it doesn't really lead to us.
What is it about podcasting that intrigued you? Why did you want to have advocacy using like audio?
Yes. I definitely sold some to have a podcast because I know I said earlier, there's not a lot out there about self-determination for people with disabilities, and still not a lot of people know about IP, not know about inclusive post-secondary education programs. And I do want there to be, more apt experiences by lived in persons who are sharing their stories. And I am very glad that I am creating content that professors will use for their class materials to be a lecture. And I am a firm believer of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. One of my favorite quotes is, "Fight for the things you care about." And it is special because you get to listen to people tell their stories and give people a place where they can share their stories. And of course, when you are connected, you can go back, listen. It doesn't matter. It does not matter where you are, as long as there is internet access. I'm glad that we're giving people hubs where they can share their stories by people with lived experiences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. So why don't you tell us where people can find your podcast? Where are you, where are you posting your podcasts?
Yes, I have a Spreaker account of my own where you can find Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty. And you can also on Spreaker see where it says Sid Presents Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty. And of course, I do have both a public Facebook and Instagram page for Exceeding Expectations with Kenneth Kelty, where it is also featured on Spotify and Google Podcasts, where you can listen to my podcasts.
Awesome. Yeah, I see that. So you have a Spreaker account. Excellent. And then Liz, you're on YouTube.
Yes. It's AUCD.org. I'm not. What's the question? I'm sorry.
Where people can find your show?
AUC. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay. So it's for Kenneth, CIDD Presents on Spreaker.
It is, yes, sir.
Okay. And then for Liz, you're going to put you're going to put it in there. Let's see if I can find it too. Tuesdays with Liz on YouTube.
Yeah. Here's the link.
Disability Policy for All. Liz, you interviewed Kenneth, is that right?
Yes. I have interviewed Kenneth maybe twice. I think he won the last probably 4 years. We have done the Tuesdays with Liz contest and on different topics. And this year was if you can gather it, it was about vaccines, just because everything is about vaccine these days. And Kenneth won that, I think he won that contest, right? Thank you. Sometimes it's always fuzzy for me to keep everything straight. So he was fabulous in that. And then I think I have interviewed him once for Think College, a student. Is that right, Kenneth?
Yes, it was the FinCollege Disability Advocates program that you interviewed me for, and I was also featured on a FinCollege article about my experience.
We'd like to thank Liz Weintraub and Kenneth Kelty for being on the Think Inclusive podcast. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Think Inclusive is written, edited, and sound designed by Tim Villegas and is a production of MCIE. Original music by Miles Kredich. Did you love today's episode? Share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. And if you haven't already, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Special thanks to patrons Veronica E., Sonia A., Pamela P., Mark C., Kathy B., Kathleen T., Jarrett T., Gabby M., and Aaron P. for their support of Think Inclusive. We are 7 patrons away from producing an additional monthly episode just for our patrons. Go to patreon.com/thinkinclusivepodcast and become a patron today. For more information about inclusive education or to learn how MCIE can partner with you and your school or district, visit mcie.org. We will be back in a couple of weeks. Thanks for your time and attention. And remember, inclusion always works.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.